speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Tuesday, December 4th, 2018. I think what we see now in Paris, we could call the Paris Climate Discord. The people have finally woken up to how this is going to destroy their lives. And people in Paris are saying that they are demanding, actually, the Yellow Jacket movement there. And again, the Yellow Jackets, you have these symbols that arise from these organic protests in Hong Kong. It became the umbrella, because as the Chinese communist government dominated people there are taking the freedoms away very rapidly in Hong Kong, they woke up because they've experienced far more freedom than we have here in America. Yeah, America is not the land of the free, folks. The most dangerous thing that we face here in America is this mantra that we are the freest country in the world. We are not. And we're passive about it. We don't care that the government can come in and steal your children without even charging you with anything, without giving you any due process. They can take your property, your car, your home, your business, without ever charging you with a crime under civil asset forfeiture, under the war on drugs. They can do it with CPS. And they can ban you from the internet. This is beginning to be very broad and widespread. We don't really, and for the most part, you see even conservatives and Christians say, well, it's okay, it's a private company. It's like, no, it's not. No, it's not. I tell people every day of the week, I tell you that this is actually coming from NATO, from the Atlantic Council, from the military industrial complex. The left needs to wake up to this. These are the people who are pushing this. The last time they did a mass ban, 2 months after they banned InfoWars, they banned 800 outlets. What did they have in common? Not that they were conservative. Not that they were supporting Trump. Yes, the majority were conservative. The majority were supporting Trump. But they were all pushing back against the military-industrial complex. They were all pushing back against the police state. They were all pushing back against the surveillance state. So they got a lot of libertarian organizations, a lot of leftist organizations that would tell you the truth. And we've had these people, representatives of the military-industrial complex, saying this is a information war. We are losing the information war on the battlefield of social media, so we must silence the cannons. And so Americans just kind of doodle along, saying, oh, that's cool, we're free. And we've got a car culture and so forth, and we don't care that they are shutting down the car culture. As we've talked about many times, I talked about it with Eric Peters multiple times, as you see GM and Ford folding their hands, if you're looking at it as a poker game, also folding their hands in terms of doing nothing, and folding factories, shutting down entire lines of automobiles. Why? Because they're not going to be making automobiles 5-6 years down the road. They know that because of the Obama corporate average fuel economy mandates. That's how they do climate taxes here, carbon taxes here, fuel taxes here. They do it with the mandates. It's a backdoor way of doing it. They do it far more subtly than they did it in France. Macron's problem was he's a little bit too arrogant, a little bit too much in their face. He just put on a direct tax and said, there you go, eat this. And the French people started to revolt against that. And now it is spreading in many other aspects. And so we're going to talk about that today, how that is spreading. And what is really behind it? It's not just replacing us and destroying our culture that the globalists want to do. They want to turn us into serfs. They're going to destroy everything that would allow us to have the kind of quality of life that we've had in the past, so we're no threat to them. And then they're going to bring other people in to make sure we never recover.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Tuesday, December the 4th, 2018. I'm David Knight. We're going to take a look at what's going on in France because this is very important, folks. And it's all folding in to this man-made climate change agenda. As a matter of fact, before I came to work here at InfoWars, I was working with, on a contract basis, I was working with a group that was trying to get Michael Mann, the guy that invented the hockey stick. And I mean that in every sense of the word. He invented it. Of course, it was made famous by Al Gore and his documentaries. I was like, oh, look at this. Remember the inconvenient truth, I think he called it? I always called it the convenient lie, so I get confused about that. But in that documentary, he's got this gigantic chart that they made up, and it shows temperature, climate content, you know, tracking with each other. And it shows a line kind of going horizontal, and then it just goes straight up. That's the hockey stick, where it hits a point where change is exponential. And, of course, the narrative was that that's where we are right now. And to underscore that, Al Gore hopped into an electric lift as he got to that side of the chart, and he goes up the lift because that's how high the thing was. It was like a couple stories high, this chart. Yeah, it was a big story. Big story. Several stories all folded up into that little movie. Well, ClimateGate was something that came out. It was part of the East Anglia University's Climate Center. They discovered some emails where people were passing back and forth and saying, this isn't working out according to our models and our predictions. Not coming true. We need to do something to hide the decline. And there were a lot of emails like that. It was quite a scandal in the UK. And you had a lot of people fighting to get this information released, and they were fighting to keep it secret. Interestingly enough, about 1,000 of these emails eventually were released on a Russian server. Oh, isn't that interesting? And the gig was up. But then they quickly backpedaled and said, oh, see, there's nothing here. Nothing here at all. Fast forward another couple of years, and there was another 5,000 emails released, ClimateGate 2, also on a Russian server, because the Americans will not, British and the Americans will not release that kind of information, right? And involved in that was not just the British scientist at East Anglia University, but also Michael Mann, the hockey puck, Michael Mann. Now, he was working at the University of Virginia at the time, and he was corresponding via email with these people. They were talking about their models, how they did not work. You know, I went to the American Meteorological Society's meeting about 5 years ago, I guess. They had it here in Austin. And I went there to cover it. And it was very interesting to see how real science is done on weather. Because, you know, weather is short-term climate change, if you will. Trying to predict what's going to happen a day or two in advance. And we all know how that works out. Sometimes they get it, sometimes they don't. And there were thousands of scientists there at the AMS here in Austin. And they're all talking about their various models to try to predict the weather, in some cases to try to alter it. And for the most part, you know, they would do these models and say, well, we thought we had something here, so we emphasized this in our model, and then we took some measurements, and yeah, it's not working. Or we're going to have to change this and so forth. They're constantly adjusting their models based on the data that they get from real results. You can't do that with climate models, because climate models are things that stretch out over decades or centuries even. And the other problem that they have is they don't have data that goes backwards that they can use to actually have a baseline to see if there is any climate change. This is why I am a total skeptic on this stuff. It's not that I kind of poo-poo the whole idea of climate change itself. Yes, I know we have solar cycles and we have some changes that are being detected in that in terms of ocean currents as well as sunspot activity. There's that picture of Al Gore at the part of his presentation. But I know that we have changes that are happening in solar activity and so forth. And I know that the sun affects its climate. I mean, that's why we have seasons, right? A little variation in the tilt of the earth gives us big changes in terms of climate. But then there are other things on top of that in terms of solar activity. And it appears that we're headed to a solar minimum, to a mini ice age, if you will. So these types of things happen. They happen in cycles. But again, when you look at this stuff, you don't have somebody 100 years ago, 150 years ago even, with man-made climate measurements. The thermometers were not that accurate, and there weren't that many of them. People were not making these kinds of records. And as the founder of the Weather Channel told us here on InfoWars before he passed away, he said, I just cannot believe that these people would seriously say that we're going to have a 1 or 2 degree change in the temperature and that's going to melt the earth. Because you couldn't look at these analog thermometers and come up with that kind of accuracy, 1 or 2 degrees. So even the written records, the recorded records, they're not that accurate. You know, we're fooled into thinking that we can measure the temperature down to a tenth or a hundredth of a degree. Maybe you can now with some accurate instruments and so forth. But we look at the digital instruments and we're like, well, we can project that backwards. Well, no, not really. You don't have that data. So they do the types of stuff that Michael Mann did. He would make a lot of assumptions. He would make a lot of extrapolations. He'd say, well, I think we include these tree rings, but we don't include those other tree rings over there. And then that gives us what we want to see. Oh, he's already got a conclusion that he's drawn up, right? Bottom line is, before I came here to work at InfoWars, I was part of a group that was suing him for many years, trying to get him to release his emails. Why? Well, because his data and his conclusions, we couldn't see his data. That was what he was hiding. But his conclusions that he had already published were being used to change, to make economic projections. You know, things like Macron is doing in France, taxing people and so forth. And so he said, you've published your results. It's being used for public policy change. Show us the data. Show us the data. What are you ashamed of? What are you trying to hide? He insisted that it was his own private emails and he wasn't going to turn it over. And the scientific community, for the most part, just like with climate change, they all closed ranks and said, nah, you can't see it. Not going to show you the data. That's one of the things that they got so upset about Scott Pruitt at the EPA. He said, from here on out, if you're going to have a study and you are going to use that to set up policy, you're going to have to show your data. And they freaked out with Scott Pruitt. And they freaked out when we said we want to see his data. He did this stuff on a government computer as part of his job, during working hours at the University of Virginia and elsewhere. We went up to Pennsylvania later. And so we want to see that. And it's like, well, that's proprietary. No, it's not. You've already published the data. And it was paid for by the public. It's being used to craft public policy. Now, Michael Mann is going to publish some of this. And, of course, he's been showered with all kinds of awards. He's been given Nobel Prizes and so forth. It's a sham. It is a fraud, folks. He gives a defiant account of his decision to now, after fighting this for years, he's probably fought this 6 or 7 years at least, because I've been here at InfoWars for 6 years. So 7 years, 8 years, he's been fighting this. Now he's decided that he's going to put his emails out for you to see. Some of them. And he brags about it, as James Dellingpole on Breitbart points out. He brags about it on the Soros-funded climate warming propaganda site called The Smog Blog. He says, we're going to show how scientists are engaged in the good faith give and take central to the scientific enterprise. I'm going to dig a little bit deeper into this. Before we get in to the UN agenda that's being pushed by Macron and what is waking up people, and of course there's also now a climate conference that is going on. President Trump is not there. President Trump was the only one of the G20 leaders who would not sign the climate statement.
Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them are like little side accounts. They didn't know we had, like, InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
Introducing the final and biggest sale of 2018, InfoWars is proud to introduce the 12 Days of Christmas. And it's bigger than any previous sale before, as we attempt to clear out all of our amazing inventory to escape the dreaded inventory tax at the end of the year. So get great products and help fund the InfoWar right now with the 12 Days of Christmas that is special amongst a group of incredible sales. Now more than ever, InfoWars needs your support to continue to promote the spirit of liberty and Americana. Truly is the Christmas spirit. When you shop at InfoWarsStore.com, you don't just get incredible sales during the 12 days of Christmas. You fund the very tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. Today's 24-hour only special at InfoWarsStore.com is the unbeatable Ultimate Bone Broth, 55% off, free shipping, and double Patriot points. 2018 has been an incredible year. And as we prepare to close it out, I want to thank you all again for making the entire InfoWar possible. Again, you are the resistance.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution, $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range, and with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
You're listening to the David Knight Show.
Yeah, it's kind of the old hidey-ho. Well, we need to give these people the heave-ho when it comes to this $1.5 trillion a year industry called climate alarmism. It's false alarmism, folks. These people are making a lot of money, just like Al Gore and, of course, his muse, Michael Mann, who, as I was saying in the last segment, for years we fought him through court, the group that I was with. Now it looks like they're going to prevail. That's why he's releasing this. He's trying to take the high ground and saying, well, we're going to show that scientists are acting in good faith. This is a give and take that is part of the scientific enterprise. No, skepticism is part of the scientific enterprise. Publishing your data. Publishing your data after you've put out your paper or as part of publishing your paper. Don't just give us the conclusions and try to hide the data. And these so-called climate scientists, and I put that in quotes because you're not a scientist if you can't or won't show your data to people. They get very upset when Scott Pruitt at the EPA demands that we're going to show you the data. That's one of the reasons why they drove him out of Washington. It's a shame that President Trump allowed that to happen. Nevertheless, he says he's going to do that. He's going to show this honest give and take. He's going to demonstrate the understandable frustration that scientists have with those who intentionally misrepresent them and their research for the purpose of advancing an ideological agenda. Well, of course, their agenda is not ideological at all, right? And if they wanted to demonstrate what they were doing, they could try not going through all of these hoops to try to hide what they're doing. As a Dowling poll at Breitbart points out, he says, actually, it's none of these things. What he's doing is what he's going to have to do anyway. Energy and Environment Legal Institute has been trying for years to get the University of Virginia to release Mann's old emails from 6 years he spent there as a professor. That's because ENE believes, not unreasonably, given Mann's snout deep involvement in the climate gate scandal, that the emails may shed light on the nefarious activities of the activist scientists at the heart of the climate industrial complex. That $1.5 trillion per year boondoggle for academics. Mann is releasing the emails preemptively in order to cast himself in a good light. Unsurprisingly, he has only released a portion of his total correspondence, and it's been redacted. Like the CIA. Yeah, when climate research has to be controlled like the CIA or the NSA or any of these other spook agencies, some of the attachments are missing. Some of them have been held back completely. Maybe some of them have been wiped clean with beach blit. Who knows? But he's releasing selected parts out there because he's going to have to do it anyway. They said it's not. So far, what we've seen is nothing that comes up to the level of the scandal and the skullduggery, as he puts it, of ClimateGate. But we can still see that Mann is torturing his dubious data until it screams. And he gets very defensive when he is questioned. Oh, yes, he does. He lawyers up when he is questioned. Show us your data. You'll have to talk to my lawyer about that. Not going to show you that. I'll just give you the conclusions, and we'll use that to create policy. And some of the stuff, however, that came out, this example right here, one of his colleagues is having conniptions about his methodology. Dear Mike, I have read and reread the draft, and I have come to the conclusion that it would be a mistake to publish it. Oh, but he does it anyway, doesn't he? He says, I would also urge you not to publish it. I think my enthusiasm aroused by the first version of the figure allowed me to ignore the most important problem. Problem is, in 1999, the paper says the dangers of using too few proxies for hemispheric reconstruction were rehearsed. And he says, that, however, was our intention, that this new version of your post, 1980 calculation, should be so sensitive to the omission of a single record is very worrying indeed. In other words, he's taking stuff out, and getting rid of things. He adjusted his data after the fact. As we see from this email here, the guy says, one of the indicators that we were using in this case is a coral red. This is his reply. This is Michael Mann responding to a guy who had problems with this. He said, well, you know, one of the indicators we were using in this case is a coral red sea C13 record. This has a huge recent trend, which I assume is anthropogenic. Oh, okay. He assumes that it's man-made. You notice that word assumption? That's a very key part of this. This is why I keep saying we have these assumptions that are made. And when they have all of these assumptions and they hide the data and they have no way of validating this, but now that this has drug on now for about 2 decades or more, we do get some data back. And we have seen that CO2 is not trending along with any temperature changes. As a matter of fact, it's been opposite of that. As we've seen CO2 levels go up, we've seen temperatures going down. But anyway, he goes, I assume that this is anthropogenic. So in other words, man-made. He says, if we eliminate that, but still using the Red Sea record in the network, we get a similar reconstruction prior to about 1970, but a lesser trend since then. And I think these new results make more sense. You see how he's cherry-picking the data? He makes an assumption. Then he goes back and he cherry-picks the data. So if we throw this one out, but we keep that one in, then we get to my subjective pre-conclusion. That's not science, folks. That's not the way you do science. Come on. Come on. Another one is, it turns out, with such a small number of indicators, as one person said, we saw that the CO2 enhancement effect on the Western U.S. tree ring data, one indicator with a spurious trend, can potentially distort things. So we'll just get rid of that one. Oh, that doesn't fit with my preconsumption. So we'll just get rid of that one. And then another one, where he, Mike Manton, says the relatively strong negative correlation with CO2 is a little disturbing. Yeah, that's what I was just talking about. The fact that they are inversely proportional. As CO2 goes up, you don't get an increase in temperature. You get a decline, a negative correlation. One goes up, the other goes down. That is a negative correlation. It's a lie. That, folks, is the context for this. Now let's give it a political context of what happened at the G20. President Trump, as they just concluded the G20, was the only leader there not to sign the ending statement. It was a pledge that reiterated that they all stood on the Paris Climate Accord. And, of course, President Trump has already said, no, we're not doing that. That's a treaty. Barack Obama and John Kerry never got that ratified with the Senate. He didn't have the vote, so he said, well, I'll self-ratify it. I'll sign that myself. And, of course, President Trump says, well, I'm just ignoring that then. You put us in there, I can take us out. And Trump was the only leader who declined to sign that statement at the G20. So it's now a G19 as far as this climate idiocy goes. And they are hopping mad about that. And there is now, beginning this week and next week, there is a global climate summit. So that was the last thing that they did at the G20 to lead forward to this global climate summit that is happening right now. And this is the basis to rework our society. And the French people have caught on to this, because they did it right to their face. Here, Obama did it in a roundabout way. He said, we're going to put in corporate average fuel economies, our mandates and so forth. We're going to have the car companies fined, and then they will pass those fines along in terms of the other cars. They buried it.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We
all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality. From InfoWarsStore.com.
In the last few months, InfoWars has been escalating our sales to clear out inventory of many of our best-selling items. And then I came up with the idea last week. Let's not just extend the sale of free shipping store-wide, 50 to 75% off, double Patriot points. Let's extend that sale, but also add a free gift with every order. Even if it's a tube of fluoride-free, colloidal silver, iodine-fortified super blue, you'll get a free gift of a best-selling T-shirt while supplies last. And what I mean by that is everyone will get a T-shirt, but these are going to be selling out. So whatever you order that day, there'll be the shirt of the day that's there until it sells out. And then there'll be another shirt that goes up for the next group of orders. So in the next 12 days, we are going to have beyond any other sale we've ever had. So this is a loss leader. We are losing money on this. This is our biggest sell ever. Get your free gift, your free shipping, everything. And don't fight the crowds. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. God bless you, and thank you for your support.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Reverse engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is The David Knight Show.
Just concluded Buenos Aires. President Trump was the only one of the leaders there who refused to sign this climate agreement. Why? Well, because they openly admit now things like this. We require deep transformations of our economies and societies. Yeah, we've noticed. That's why Paris is burning. We're not going to let you transform our society. That's why I meant by when I said title of the show, I said let's call it the Paris Climate Discord. Because people are starting to wake up to this. It's very difficult here in America. They've been very, very good at subtly hiding this, burying it like you would a value-added tax. You know, value-added tax, they like they have in Europe, they put a sales tax at each and every level of production. So you don't see that. It's not like they put one big price tag at the end like we do here in the United States with a sales tax. That's essentially what Macron did, however, in his arrogance with his fuel tax. He just put the big number right there at the end so everybody could see it. He forgot to hide it. Obama was very clever. Obama created these corporate average fuel economy mandates that mandate that if the average fuel economy from a car company, like, let's say GM, If it doesn't average over 50 miles per gallon in a couple of years, then there's going to be a massive tax that is going to have to be spread out over these or transferred to other cars. It's going to increase the cost of their cars and so forth. And then they're putting all kinds of emission mandates on them as well. So they're just like throwing in the towels. That's it. Okay, fine. I get the idea. We're not going to make Volkswagen. Had to get tens of billions of dollars in fines and have one of their executives arrested before they got the message you're not going to be allowed to build fuel-efficient, reliable, durable diesel engines that are actually more friendly to the environment than the aggregate of the electric cars combined with an external combustion to generate the electricity. And so they got the message, but it's very roundabout. It's very devious. They do it with fines. They do it with imprisonment. They do it with hidden taxes and mandates here in America. But in Paris, it was just right up there in their face. And so as they were saying at the G20, we require deep transformations of our economies and societies. And Mark Moreno's got a link up on the Drudge Report about this article. And of course, climatedepot.com. He's going to be our guest tomorrow to talk more about this. He's talked about this many times here on this program as well. It is watermelon environmentalism, folks, a thin veneer of green, but you cut it open, it's completely red Marxism on the inside. As he points out in Rare Intervention, presidents of previous U.S. climate summits have issued a joint statement saying it's decisive. We have to take decisive action to tackle these urgent threats. Yes, they do have an urgent threat. You can see Paris burning right now. Their agenda is collapsing right before their eyes, and it's not just the shift of populations. It's not just the mandates coming out of the European Union that's decided that they're going to control every aspect of everybody's lives and their businesses and so forth. They're going to pick the winners and the losers. Now, it also has to do with removing energy. Energy is one of the key things that affects our quality of life. But it's also one of the things that affects our quantity of life, our life expectancy. It's one of the things that separated us from the third world. That's why they're working so hard to take it away from us, because they want to turn us into the third world, both by economic policies, by removing our energy, and by bringing the third world into our countries to destroy our culture. They are not multiculturalists. They hate any culture that they haven't mandated. And so as this new climate conference is kicking off right after G20 in Poland. It's called the COP24. Climate talks, the nations must agree to a rule book that is going to be acceptable to all the 183 states that have signed the Paris Accord. G20 leaders on Saturday agreed to a final communique in Buenos Aires declaring that the Paris Agreement was irreversible. We'll see about that. They will say, we need a global solution. That's what they always say. We need a global solution. We need global governance. You got to have a global problem that says, oh, we got to have a global government. Well, if we're going to have a global government, we got to have something that is global to fund it, a global tax. We need wealth redistribution. We need sovereignty, so forth. And he pointed out Naomi Klein, as he's talked about in his book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Climate Change. Naomi Klein is an advisor to Pope Francis, whose major concern right now, of course, is not the molestation of innocent children. No, it's really all this climate change and people migration. It's globalism. That's his concern. That's the Pope's concern. He is the Pope of globalism. Anyway, she wrote in her book, Capitalism Versus the Climate, she actually says that they'll be seeking the same solutions even if there was no global warming. She said, essentially, capitalism is incompatible with a livable climate. Same thing the Pope is saying. She actually argues and actually urges people. She said, we need to jump on this because solving global warming will solve what we've been trying to achieve all along. Yes, Marxism, socialism. Centralized control. Now, what is going on in COP24? Again, putting a political globalist context to what's going on in France. World leaders are meeting there this week and next week. This is a UN climate change conference. This is where it's coming from, folks. The UN is pushing this climate conference to take away and to remake our societies and to take control of our economies. It's a push coming from the UN. They're going to push you into cities. That's what this UN 2030 agenda for sustainability is all about. It's about locking you up in the cities, taking away your ability to communicate, taking away your firearms, the UN arms trade treaty to get rid of all small arms and the possession of people. Only the government should have guns, according to the UN. And of course, they're pushing their hate speech regulations in order to make sure that you don't have a voice anywhere to protest what they are doing. Trump pulled out of the agreement last year, and last week he refused to sign this statement. And so at this COP24, as a popular science is worshiping this whole event, I mean, the whole thing is basically a worship service for the new world religion of climate change. It really is a religion. And they have David Attenborough, a BBC broadcaster. He has said, this is our greatest threat in thousands of years, the collapse of our civilizations. Yes, quite frankly, that's their plan, isn't it? They're telling you the truth. They're just giving you a different spin on the truth. Yes, they do want to collapse civilization. They do want to have deep transformation of our societies. They want to take away our economies, our jobs. And so he says, we're looking at the collapse of civilization with what we're doing. They're even telling the truth when they say that it's man-made global warming because they're geoengineering it, folks. He is the voice of planet Earth on the BBC. And so what they've done is they've given him a place there as the representative of the people, the self-appointed representative of the people from the BBC. They have given him what they call the people's seat. He is supposed to act as a link between public and policymakers at the meeting. And popular science is just, oh, this is just wonderful. They even have a hashtag. You can put hashtag take your seat and you can talk to David Attenborough. I thought, really? I really hadn't seen much of this on Twitter. He's got all of 29,000 followers on Twitter. I don't think he's much of a people's representative. I don't think the people really care that much what David Attenborough says. Nobody except for the BBC and the UN people, those people. They really do care what he has to say. And then we have Arnold Schwarzenegger, another man of the people, saying that Trump is Meshuggah for exiting the Paris climate change. Isn't that interesting? This Nazi fascist using a Jewish term. Oh boy, they know how to spin it, don't they? Arnold Schwarzenegger. See Guile.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Introducing the final and biggest sale of 2018, InfoWars is proud to introduce the 12 Days of Christmas. And it's bigger than any previous sale before as we attempt to clear out all of our amazing inventory to escape the dreaded inventory tax at the end of the year. So get great products and help fund the InfoWar right now with the 12 Days of Christmas that is special amongst a group of incredible sales. Now more than ever, InfoWars needs your support to continue to promote the spirit of liberty and Americana. The truly is the Christmas spirit. When you shop at InfoWarsStore.com, you don't just get incredible sales during the 12 days of Christmas. You fund the very tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. Today's 24-hour only special at InfoWarsStore.com is the unbeatable Ultimate Bone Broth, 55% off. Free shipping and double Patriot points. 2018 has been an incredible year. And as we prepare to close it out, I want to thank you all again for making the entire InfoWar possible. Again, you are the resistance.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Talking about Arnold Schwarzenegger and the hypocrisy of this guy, who reportedly used to play Nazi music and march around his apartment with his arm raised and a Sieg Heil salute. And so he comes out and criticizes President Trump, saying America is more than just one Washington or one leader, and that President Trump is Meshuggah. You know, it's Yiddish for crazy or senseless. And then he went on to say this. I called my assistant, said we got to request a meeting. Go back to New York and just smash his face into the table. Yeah, that's what we do. Yeah. How's that for a carbon footprint? You know, I could just call up my assistant, have him fly the private jet over here so I can go back and smash President Trump's face in the table. What a hypocrite. And, of course, it's not just him that's a hypocrite either. As Daily Caller points out, you got this UN climate summit. It's the UN, folks. The UN has been behind our war on drugs. It's been behind gun confiscation. It's behind the Agenda 21, now the UN 2030 agenda, where by 2030 they want to lock you all up, me included, into these smart cities where they can control and tax our every movement, where they can lock us into micro apartments, take away our private automobiles so we can't commute even outside of the city, outside of their control, and then shut down our free speech as well, with the UN hate rules as well, of course, right? All the stuff coming from the UN is all a globalist agenda, just like their migrant and refugee plots that they have going on right now, these documents that are circulating around that they want everybody in the world to sign. And, of course, we haven't, not with President Trump there. But this is what this UN climate summit, the hypocrisy that goes beyond a neo-Nazi like Schwarzenegger using Jewish slang, Yiddish slang to attack President Trump. The UN climate summit will emit as much carbon dioxide as more than 8,200 American homes.
Or put it another way, look at your cars that they want to confiscate. As Daily Caller points out, for what they're going to use at this climate summit, and folks, this is not including their private jets flying all these leaders in and their massive entourages and so forth. No, this is just the summit itself, not the transportation to the summit. And so ignoring their private jets, what they're going to use at this summit would be equivalent to 11,700 cars being driven for 1 year. 1 year. 11,700 cars driven for 1 year for what these elitists are going to use in their climate summit. Without air travel being factored in, they will emit 55,000 metric tons of carbon dioxide. And as they point out in the Daily Caller article, a former UN environment director was forced to resign in November over his extensive, costly travel while warning the world of the need to cut emissions to stem global warming. And like Obama said, y'all out there, goes to Africa. He says, now y'all out there, you can't have air conditioning now and cars. You know, you can't have air conditioning. The planet would burn up. There's just people like us. We're going to have air conditioning. We'll have private jets, as a matter of fact. We'll have cars. Matter of fact, they'll have hypercars. Only the wealthiest of the wealthy of the wealthy will have cars. And they'll be like the hypercars, the multi-million dollar Bugattis that you see out there. They'll be able to go anywhere they want at any speed that they want. Because you won't be on the road to get in their way. A UN report issued in October suggested that they're going to eventually have to go to $27,000 per ton of a carbon tax. And so that, folks, is the context for what is going on in France. And this arrogant little Frenchman, this little Napoleon complex Rothschild banker, just put that tax bill right in the face of the French and said, eat this. And now they're revolting. And this is a bigger deal right now than their concerns about Brexit. They may not realize this yet, but this is a bigger deal than Brexit, which they are now working to shut that down. We'll have a little bit of news on that as well. Before we go further and get into what's going on now in France, I just gave you the context of this. From the junk science to the political maneuvering, and how President Trump is the only one at this conference pushing back on that. Now, he's not the only one pushing back on the migration stuff, but in terms of the global warming aspects, he's still pretty much the only leader. He's out there by himself. And we need to understand why he is right on this, absolutely right on this. But before we go into what's going on in Paris, I just want to remind you of our 12 Days of Christmas sale. Besides up to 75% off, and we've got, you can find gifts at different price levels, gifts for him and gifts for her and so forth. In addition to that, where some of these things are up to 75% off, you get free shipping, double Patriot points, and now we have added, we're going to have every day a special that'll last for 24 hours, and we're going to have a t-shirt that is going to be changing on a daily basis. And so you get a free t-shirt with any order, whatever you buy, even at these discounted prices, even with free shipping and double Patriot points, we'll give you a free t-shirt. And we have a 24-hour special that we'll have each day. Today's special, a 24-hour featured special, is Ultimate Bone Broth at 55% off. And the free t-shirt today is the We Are All Alex Jones Anti-Censorship shirt. Again, hearkening back to that famous moment in Spartacus, where they're looking for Spartacus, and they all stood up and said, I am Spartacus, and so forth. Forget what Cory Booker did to that. That was actually a very powerful moment. But you can stand up, and because, folks, quite frankly, you are Alex Jones. Alex Jones is the first one to be censored. 2 months later, they censored another 800 organizations. But at the orders of the Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee, Twitter terminated 10,000 accounts. They said they've got another 90,000 that they're going to be projecting out. How do they know that? Oh, well, they've got an algorithm out there. They've got a bot that's going to censor you by calling you a bot, because obviously you disagree with them and you disagree with the Democrats, so you must be purged. All they have to do is have this robot app go out there and identify people, give it to the Democrats. The Democrats then hand the list to Twitter, and everybody can point the finger to somebody else. They've all got plausible deniability. and they get the censorship that they want. So, yes, you really are Alex Jones. Might as well get the T-shirt. And it is free today with any order at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, so what is going on in France? Let the carbon taxes begin, said Macron, right? Well, you've actually got ambulances now joining the rebellion. It's spreading. It's now going on for 3 weeks. This weekend, they're talking about storming the Bastille. That is very, that was the symbol of the original French Revolution. They stormed that prison and they released the prisoners there. And that began the French Revolution. So they're talking about getting 15,000 people have said they're definitely coming. Another 105,000 have said they're possible. They might, so they might have 120,000 people show up for this protest. That is not exaggerating things. The first week they had these protests, and they were mostly peaceful at that point in time, and it was mostly motorists. The lowest estimates were 250,000, but higher estimates went well above 500,000. There were 2,000 different locations where they did the protests, but that was just the first week. They continued for a second, a third week. And now you've got a lot of violence because you've got a lot of outside agitators, professional Marxists and so forth, right-wing neo-Nazis coming in. So you got the commies and the Nazis coming in. This is an opportunity for them to destroy stuff and to attack the police. But you've got paramedics now joining, ambulance workers. What's their grief? One protester has held a placard that read, "The state killed me." Yes, they will if you give them an opportunity. Because cheap energy is not, as I said, not just a quality of life issue, but it is a life expectancy issue. So you had paramedics blocking Concord near the National Assembly in downtown Paris at 5:30 in the morning, blaring their sirens and holding banners condemning government-mandated industry reforms. As part of Macron's taxes and so forth, he also has regulations that will help larger companies to fix prices and force out the small ambulance companies. Oh, haven't we seen this before? This is the pattern of all regulation. And it is exactly what you would expect from a globalist, a Rothschild banker who was put in. Macron is such a fraud. I mean, for a Rothschild banker representing these predatory bankers to come in and get to power, presenting himself as a socialist. I mean, everything about it was a hypocrite. As one ambulance firm owner who has 10 drivers was protesting, he said, "This problem goes well beyond the case of paramedics. There is a general sluggishness in the economy. And they're trying to regulate us out of business so they can keep the guys who have
Introducing the final and biggest sale of 2018. InfoWars is proud to introduce the 12 Days of Christmas. And it's bigger than any previous sale before as we attempt to clear out all of our amazing inventory to escape the dreaded inventory tax at the end of the year. So get great products and help fund the InfoWar right now with the 12 Days of Christmas that is special amongst a group of incredible sales. Now more than ever, InfoWars needs your support to continue to promote the spirit of liberty and Americana that truly is the Christmas spirit. When you shop at InfoWarsStore.com, you don't just get incredible sales during the 12 days of Christmas. You fund the very tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. Today's 24-hour only special at InfoWarsStore.com is the unbeatable Ultimate Bone Broth, 55% off. Free shipping and double Patriot points. 2018 has been an incredible year. And as we prepare to close it out, I want to thank you all again for making the entire InfoWar possible. Again, you are the resistance.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress.
with powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happy's helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happy's from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Decoding the mainstream propaganda. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Let's talk about the Paris climate discord. And as things began to escalate there, they said we had ambulance drivers, basically small business men who have a grievance with these taxes. They're seeing a very difficult economic times. And of course, it's going to completely destroy their way of life and their business to add these abusive taxes that Macron tacked on. Again, here in the United States, it's done far more subtly. They hide those taxes multiple layers down. It's like a VAT tax. But over there, they just put it on like a sales tax right at the very end, and people could see it. And Macron thought, you know, he could get away with it. But it has now opened up another front against the globalists. And these are all tied together, because they're using climate change as the glue to hold all of their agenda together. Their agenda for world government, their agenda for world taxes. They had to have a world problem. And so, as Mark Morano has said, the media is trying its hardest, not to mention that the French protests are a global warming policy protests. The French resistance is fighting the so-called solutions to global warming. Climate policy can only be implemented by force once the public realizes how untenable the policies are. Just like they have to subsidize electric vehicles, and even though they do that, only 1% of the people choose that, even with the subsidy. And, of course, that is about rewarding certain businesses, the businesses who will fall in line and build the kind of cars that the government mandates to try to get rid of private transportation. This has been their goal all along. As I've pointed out several times, I'll never forget the meeting that I went to back in Raleigh, the city council meeting. And they had a councilwoman who had just gotten back from Moscow. And she was just so, she said, we've got to build a rail transportation system here. We just have to have more public transportation. You know, I was in Moscow and I could go anywhere for a penny or a nickel or whatever the ridiculously low amount of money was. It was just a token amount of money. And we need to have that here in Raleigh. And it's like, okay, well, first you're going to have to implement communism like Stalin did and take away everything from everybody, all of their money, all their freedom. And then you can implement your government controlled transportation system. Well, they found a different way to do it now. They can get General Motors and Ford to act as Uber and Lyft. They can stop building cars, stop selling cars. They can start renting cars by the ride, call themselves mobility companies. Because if they don't play along, they'll be driven out of business. If they do play along, they'll be given very lucrative monopolies or duopolies in most cases, what it'll be. But as we see the unrest there, Jack Buckby of The Rebel, on this last Saturday, said, I was in Paris to cover the yellow vest protests against Macron's administration. He said people from all over Paris and beyond began gathering, ready to protest against Macron's insane tax policies. And very quickly, we could feel our faces burning. They soon cuddled us in around the Arc de Triomphe. I couldn't believe just how quickly the situation became so volatile. There were rubber bullets being fired, gas and explosions all around us. And as a matter of fact, an 80-year-old woman who was trying to close the window of her fourth floor apartment because she didn't want the tear gas to get into her apartment. As she was in the process of closing the window on her fourth floor apartment, she was hit in the face with a tear gas pellet, so they killed her. That is escalating things. When we come back, I'm going to show you some pictures of two different approaches taken by a couple of different police groups. One of them, you've got a group of cops beating one protester continuously. But in another one, close to the Spanish border, you got the police there acting kind of like the police in Catalonia. They take off their helmets and join with the crowd.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Things are very volatile in France right now. It's part of the Paris climate discord. These Paris, these French taxes. And as I just reported at the top of the hour, an 80-year-old woman was hit in the face with tear gas pellets as she was trying to close the window on her fourth-floor apartment, and it killed her. I've got footage here of Paris cops chasing down a lone protester and just giving him a roundhouse beating. You can see these guys in full body armor. Go ahead and run that clip. You can see these guys chase him down, surround him, and just continue to beat him. They basically lost control. You can lose control in a number of ways. They began with peaceful demonstrations. You've got Marxist, Antifa people, you've got the Nazis coming in, the people who want to have a riot, and we don't know why they were chasing this guy, what started this, because this is being filmed from an apartment window, but clearly they have lost control. Now, on the other side of this, the Marxists and the Nazis have been throwing hammers and steel bolts at police officers, so you can understand that at some point this is going to escalate, it's going to get out of control, it's going to turn into a war. And you can see that aspect of it right there. How do you control this? Well, you got a lot of people out there, police officers, saying we want Macron to send in his army. He wants a European army, because he's going to have to do this kind of stuff a lot to protect his globalist empire. As they replace us, and as they destroy and dismantle our societies, which is what they said in the communique in Buenos Aires that President Trump refused to sign. We're going to have deep structural changes in society and in our economies. And that means that people aren't going to like that, just like they don't like it in France right now. And that's what's going to come to. It's going to come push come to shove. And this is all escalating globally as we rush towards this 2030 deadline that the globalists have set for themselves. You know, when you are the kind of people like these technocratic elitists and you accomplish a lot of things, you know that you don't just set out goals. Goals without a timeline is nothing but a wish list. And these people don't operate on wish lists. They set up a very specific time frame, 2030, to coincide with a generational turn that Strauss and Howe identified as the fourth turning, same people who coined the term millennial. They looked at history and cultural society as a generational cycle. And the elitists know that. They know that there's going to be a massive change. It's going to be completed by about 2030. And they know exactly what they want society to look like by that time frame. Well, here's another take on this. Some police who did not lose it. They kept their cool. Hopefully there'll be more of this. In this particular incident reported by the Free Thought Project, you have riot police removing their helmets and joining in solidarity with the citizens who are protesting the corrupt government of Rothschild banker Emmanuel Macron. There they are, taking off their helmets. There are the other people wearing the yellow jackets. Again, those yellow jackets are what was mandated for motorists. And this began as a revolt against climate taxes imposed by Emmanuel Macron. And so to emphasize that they were motorists, they wore the mandated yellow jackets, the safety jackets that all motorists are supposed to have in their cars. You can see that just like I was saying before in Hong Kong, as the police, as the Chinese police were hitting them with tear gas pellets, they started using their umbrellas. And so then the umbrellas became a symbol of that movement against the hegemony of the Chinese communists, who said, we're going to allow you to maintain your separate autonomy in Hong Kong. But now they're doing everything to turn that back. But what happened in this particular event? They had these protesters were there. There was a confrontation. Many people have portrayed this as it's not really clear whether or not they are joining with the protesters, really, or whether this is a move trying to de-escalate things. But there have been at least two different cases where the police were seen on video removing their helmets to show the people that they were on their side, to de-escalate things, to stop taking an in-your-face militaristic approach, to humanize themselves. And the police and the people backed down. In both cases, it was very effective. Probably more effective than escalating this. In both cases, protesters erupted with applause. They began singing the national anthem of France. How about that? You know, nationalism. Nationalism. As Macron said, that's treason. No, it isn't. It isn't. Nationalism and patriotism are not treason by definition. It's absolutely amazing that this globalist would use that kind of doublespeak. A political commentator and French historian Carl Sherrow explained the protest as an organic, leaderless protest with no clear ideology. Yet it is a protest against the people who have borne the brunt of these globalist policies. They've seen their society destroyed by immigration. They've seen their jobs destroyed. They've seen welfare costs go up. And now they see their ability to move, and it really is not just their ability to move. Yeah, it's going to hit them first as motorists, but when you put taxes on transportation, it's not just people who are moving around. It's all goods that are moving around. So it's going to be attached to everything in the society. And they want him to scrap the eco tax. They want him to raise the minimum wage because they are struggling economically. Now, as I said, this happened in southwestern France, not far from the Spanish border. Maybe these French police had noticed what had happened in Catalonia, where the police there sided with the separatists and did not confront them. Said most people believe that officers took off their protective headgear in a sign of solidarity. However, a local news organization, reports RT, suggested it was rather an attempt to pacify the crowd. Just hours before the video was taken, a large group of angry protesters had gathered near the town hall. A violent section of the crowd allegedly planned to break into the building, which was hosting a town council meeting at the time, reported the newspaper. A tense situation then led to a brief clash between protesters and police at some point, but then the law enforcement forces decided to settle the matter peacefully. The commander of the police unit ordered his men to remove their helmets as the protesters had demanded. The crowd then peacefully dispersed, according to the media outlet. So hopefully that is going to be the way this is going to go. Now, how is Macron weathering this? As I said before, we've got about 120,000 people planning to storm the Bastille this weekend. Weekends are when these protests happen. Why? Because these are people who are working for a living. And as we look at events leading up to this, we had Macron get egg on his face. Quite literally, here's the clip of Emmanuel Macron getting an egg thrown at him. Let's run that clip. A little more effective than a pie in the face, but the same idea. Le egg on le face. They said protesters have crippled revenue across the country as we're As we're looking at Macron with egg on his face as he tried to tax the people and they egged him back. But as these protests continue now for over 3 weeks and they're talking about 120,000 people protesting at the Bastille, they have crippled revenue across the country. Some large supermarkets have seen drops as much as 25%. Hotel bookings have suffered a similar fate. Toll road operators have seen their revenue decline as they've opened toll booths to let cars pass freely. Let's understand, folks, this is fundamentally the thing that triggered all this is saying you're not going to be able to drive your cars. The toll booth operators have wisely said, I think we won't charge people right now. And we have to understand that these toll roads, as we see here in Texas, are the only roads that they're building anywhere around here in Austin. The traffic just keeps getting worse and worse and worse as more and more people move here from California. And, they keep building houses and they keep offering incentives, but they won't expand the roads unless they're going to put in a toll road. And then, of course, the toll roads are typically owned by a multinational corporation. There's one corporation in Spain that owns a great deal of these toll roads. They said, whatever Macron's got planned, he better do it quickly, because 15,000 people have signed up, say, we're definitely going to the Bastille. That is three times as many people as I had last weekend have already signed up. 104,000 said, maybe we will. Maybe we will, too. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today. In the last few months, InfoWars has been escalating our sales to clear out inventory of many of our best-selling items. And then I came up with the idea last week. Let's not just extend the sale of free shipping store-wide, 50 to 75% off, double Patriot points. Let's extend that sale, but also add a free gift with every order. Even if it's a tube of fluoride-free, colloidal silver, iodine-fortified super blue, you'll get a free gift of a best-selling T-shirt while supplies last. And what I mean by that is everyone will get a T-shirt, but these are going to be selling out. So whatever you order that day, there'll be the shirt of the day that's there until it sells out. And then there'll be another shirt that goes up for the next group of orders. So in the next 12 days, we are going to have beyond any other sale we've ever had. So this is a loss leader. We are losing money on this. This is our biggest sell ever. Get your free gift, your free shipping, everything, and don't fight the crowds. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. God bless you, and thank you for your support.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra high quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the info warriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the info war. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the Infowars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at Infowars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
I began the program by talking about how the phony junk science of Al Gore and Michael Mann, the hockey puck guy. Actually, it's a hockey stick, but I call him a hockey puck. That has been exposed. And now you've got Michael Mann, who has fought for years to keep his emails secret, where he is talking to other prestigious climate scientists. Let's hide this data. Let's just give people our conclusions, and then we'll appeal to our authority and our positions at prestigious universities and tell them you must obey us. This is what they do everywhere. The argument from authority. So that is collapsing. And then we see the political elitists at the G20, the other 19, other than President Trump, saying we're going to have deep societal restructuring and change, as well as economic control. That's what this is really about. We're going to have to do this. We've got an emergency. See, these scientists over here, they're fake science, have told us we've got this imminent emergency. So we're going to have to use that now to have deep structural change in our societies, our cultures, our economies. And they're doing it at the COP24 after the G20. They're doing it at the COP24. And then we take it down to France, where the people have awakened. You know, I got on this right away. As soon as I saw this, I thought, finally somebody realizes how revolting globalism is and this fake climate change stuff, the consequences of it, what it's really going to entail. Finally, they realize how revolting globalism is, and they are revolting. And so I got Eric Peters on, who has written many times at epautos.com, talking about these types of issues, transportation, our freedom of transportation, how vital that is, and had pointed out how the French really are more laissez-faire about transportation, interestingly enough, than Americans are. They take it far more seriously. They want to have a private, affordable transportation that's owned by individuals, and they make it possible. They allow them to buy a class of cars that will only go like 30 miles an hour. You can start driving them when you're 14 years old. You don't have to have insurance. You don't have to have airbags, and you can continue if you want to maintain that status. If you want to go without automobile insurance, you can continue to drive those cars that will only go 30 miles an hour. Yeah, you have more protection than you would if you're on a motorcycle or a scooter or a bicycle or something like that. So, I mean, it's not that dangerous. They have a much more adult, freedom-oriented orientation towards transportation than we do here in the United States. And so when Macron comes in and sticks this tax in their face and says, eat it, they started revolting. And so I got Eric Peters on right away. I thought this was going to be big, and it is building. It's been building every week since then. And it's going to be even bigger this week, probably. They've got three times the number of people, over 15,000, have signed up to protest all this at the Bastille. Because now all of these grievances that they have with globalism, the migration issues, the stagnant economy, the overregulation, the control from Brussels, all of this now is being brought in to what began as a revolt against fuel taxes. So this headline from Zero Hedge: there is suddenly now a far bigger European problem than Brexit or even Italy. Because why Italy? Well, the new Italian government there, a nationalist government, as much as Macron hates that, a nationalist government there has said, we're not going to follow your immigration rules. And we're not going to follow your economic mandates either. we're going to try to build our economy. Even that means that we're going to run up our deficit. We're going to do that. And so that's creating a big financial problem within the European Union because of the deficit. And also they're very upset, of course, that they're not allowing all the people in that the European Union demands. Bigger than that, bigger than Brexit, is really what's going on in France. Macron is now the guy who wanted to take the lead in all this, take the lead away from Merkel, and he's got the ball, and they're all coming for him right now. It's like a football game where they just kicked the ball, and this guy has caught it deep in his own end zone, and now everybody is converging on France and on Macron, and they say it's worth paying attention to what's going on in France. Wall Street Journal says the global carbon tax revolt. They say it's no accident that the trigger for all this was a fuel tax hike. Nothing reveals the disconnect between ordinary voters and an aloof political class more than carbon taxation. Just like I was talking about this COP24. You got these elitists there. They're going to use more fuel, not counting their private jets. They're going to use more fuel than 11,700 cars would use in a year. And that's not counting their private jets. And then you've got Schwarzenegger talking about how he might just hop on his private jet and come back and slam Trump's face into a desk. Why? Because President Trump is the only politician opposing this insanity at the moment. At the moment. And as Wall Street Journal said, France is already a relatively low carbon economy with per capita emissions that are half of what Germany has as of 2014. Nevertheless, Macron decided that he would slam the French people's face into the desk, just like Arnold Schwarzenegger wants to do to President Trump. So now what's going to happen with this? They had a meeting that was going to be set up between the Yellow Jackets, the protesters, a symbol of the protesters, and the French government. The Yellow Jacket leader of the protest walked out of that meeting. And then after that, you had the French economic minister, Philippe, say, I am suspending for 6 months these fiscal measures. We'll delay it. Okay. Even after these guys walk out and goes, okay, 6 months. We won't do it for 6 months. How's that? While Emmanuel Macron threatened not to back down. That was the other thing too. As these people are doing it, he goes, I don't care. I see your 2000 demonstrations all over France. The very first weekend that happened, I showed you the map that had a little yellow flag there. Every one of the locations in France where they had a protest, and it was all of France was protesting this. And Macron comes out and says, I don't care. We're going to do it. We might raise them further. Who knows? The government has indicated that it might make concessions. We'll see what happens. And this is an interesting point made by RT. They say, as we see this happening in France, we have everybody in the establishment press saying, oh, we must have the rule of law. We must have order. And yet, when it happened in Ukraine, as RT pointed out, the same people who are now saying we've got to have the rule of law were pushing for a revolution. They said when violent protests shook Kiev in 2013, Western analysts and leaders quickly threw their support behind the anti-government revolution, quote unquote. But after weeks of yellow vest protests in France, the reaction has been very different. Western governments and commentators denounced the Ukrainian government of Viktor Yanukovych, and they urged that he give in to protesters' demands 5 years ago. But now they're denouncing the French protesters, and they're urging President Macron, whose popularity is only 25%, to stand firm against these dissatisfied citizens. I guess that's why they're going to the Bastille. They're going to underscore that. They've got 58% of French people say the net effects of migration are negative. And when you look at everything, two-thirds of the nation, 66%, believe that immigration has overall negative effect on national security. All of these factors are coming in together, folks. And I think it's very fitting that it's happening in France with Emmanuel Macron's arrogance.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing the final and biggest sale of 2018, InfoWars is proud to introduce the 12 Days of Christmas, and it's bigger than any previous sale before as we attempt to clear out all of our amazing inventory to escape the dreaded inventory tax at the end of the year. So get great products and help fund the InfoWars right now with the 12 Days of Christmas that is special amongst a group of incredible sales. Now more than ever, InfoWars needs your support to continue to promote the spirit of liberty and Americana. The truly is the Christmas spirit. When you shop at InfoWarsStore.com, you don't just get incredible sales during the 12 days of Christmas. You fund the very tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. Today's 24-hour only special at InfoWarsStore.com is the unbeatable Ultimate Bone Broth, 55% off. Free shipping and double Patriot points. 2018 has been an incredible year. And as we prepare to close it out, I want to thank you all again for making the entire InfoWar possible. Again, you are the resistance. In the last few months, InfoWars has been escalating our sales to clear out inventory of many of our best-selling items. And then I came up with the idea last week. Let's not just extend the sale of free shipping store-wide, 50 to 75% off, double Patriot points. Let's extend that sale, but also add a free gift with every order. Even if it's a tube of fluoride-free colloidal silver iodine fortified super blue, you'll get a free gift of a best-selling t-shirt while supplies last. And what I mean by that is everyone will get a t-shirt, but these are going to be selling out. So whatever you order that day, there'll be the shirt of the day that's there until it sells out. And then there'll be another shirt that goes up for the next group of orders. So in the next 12 days, we are going to have beyond any other sale we've ever had. So this is a loss leader. We are losing money on this. This is our biggest sell ever. Get your free gift, your free shipping, everything, and don't fight the crowds. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. God bless you, and thank you for your support.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Decoding the mainstream propaganda. This is The David Knight Show.
All right, I've been talking about the global carbon tax revolt that is now beginning in France. And it's not going to stop there, folks. If the American people ever wake up to what has been done in the United States, they've, like I said before, they've hidden it through a lot of different layers of legislation. If we understand what this agenda is, there'll be a revolt here. But they've done it in a way to hide what they're really doing. When I talk to people about what's going on with smart cities, what's going on with the corporate average fuel mandates of over 50 miles per gallon that Obama put in. Most of the people I talk to, even at car shows, oh, yeah, but they're never taking my car away. So, oh, really? Really? You don't think so? They could do it with a stroke of a pen. That's the kind of world that we live in now. You don't have any rights. You are their slaves if you don't stand up for your freedoms. And you're not going to stand up for your freedoms if you don't understand how they're coming after them. But again, they started this revolt by getting in their face. But it's not just that. Of course, it's also the immigration issue. As I was pointing out, we went to break. A new poll that was published on Sunday showed 58% of French people said the net effects of immigration are negative, a figure echoed in questions on specific spheres of national life as well. This is from Breitbart. They asked about the effects of immigration on economic growth. 54% of the French people said that was negative in the poll. In terms of immigration boding well for the future of the country, 55% said it was going to be very negative for the future of the country. 58% said it was going to be negative for national identity. 61% said it was going to destroy healthy secularism because they're very concerned about Islam. That's where most of these migrants that are coming in are young, male, and Muslim. Also, social cohesion. That was 64% of the people were concerned about social cohesion. They said, most strikingly, full two-thirds of the nation, 66%, believes that immigration has an overall negative effect on national security. The poll was conducted in late November. And in other words, the French consider immigration to be harmful to every area of national life that they were asked about. And so that's why these people are pushing back on this. They want higher wages. They don't want their movement taxed to death. That is the essence of what's going on there. Zero Hedge article from Strategic Culture Foundation. Italy, the EU, and the fall of the Roman Empire. And they said, this, what's going on right now with the EU, the leadership is now trying to contain this crisis, not only an immigration crisis that has caused a change of government in Italy, is causing Merkel's party and her personal popularity to plummet to the gutter, also Macron's popularity there in France. They're trying to contain this crisis. They said it's an attempt to escape another type of hegemony. EU administrative uniformity. In other words, centralized control. That's what this is all about. And people are starting to wake up to that centralized control, whether it's immigration or whether it is taxation, monetary policy, your transportation, all of it can be summed up in centralized control. That's what these power freaks want. They said the European project has become seen as something that hollows out distinct and ancient ways of being. That's right. It is anti-cultural. It is against multiculturalism. Multiculturalism is what they had in Europe. And all these different nations, very distinct cultures, architectures, languages, and so forth, smaller in most cases than most of the U.S. states, packed very tightly together. And they want to homogenize that, to erase that. They have another culture that they want to bring in. And as this article on Zero Hedge points out, what is at stake precisely for the EU is whether it can succeed in slowing down and curbing in every way the emergence of this process of cultural re-sovereignization. That's basically a complicated way of saying whether they can slow down the process of taking over everything. And you've had Hillary Clinton and John Kerry in the last couple of weeks saying, hey, we got to slow this down. The people are waking up. You know, the frogs, we're boiling them too quickly. They're waking up. And they're not only have they awakened, but they have now set Paris on fire. Now they're boiling Paris. And Macron will be the next to be boiled. They said it threatens to fragment the EU's vaunted solidarity and to fragment its matrix of a perfectly regulated customs union and common trade area. You know, when I look at all this, and I've made the comparisons before to the Protestant Reformation, which as much as anything else had an economic component to it. In Germany, you had a rising middle class, a merchant class, and in order to make money, The Catholic hierarchy had imposed a system of holy days. And they had, on every holy day, you could not work. You could not open your business. And they had created so many holy days. We now call them holidays because you don't work on a holiday, a holy day, right? That's where this comes from. They had created so many of those that these new businesses, this rising merchant class, had, we can't even stay in business long enough to earn a living. So I said, all right, we'll give you an indulgence. You pay us some money and we'll allow you to operate on that holy day, that holiday. And so you paid in advance for the ability to do work. Folks, this new religion of climate change comes with its own indulgences. They call them carbon taxes. You pay for the sin of emitting carbon dioxide, which is a natural substance. It is vital to the health of plants. That is the kind of symbiotic ecosystem that God designed when he created the world. And yes, we need to be good stewards of that environment, but it is not some kind of magical thing that just sprung in to being by chance and is so fragile that it's going to die if these humans that they regard as a virus kill this living organism that we call the earth. That had anything to do with that. And that is the religion, the Gaia religion. You know, humans are a virus. Gaia is this female planet Earth. And in order to keep this thing going, we have to pay indulgences for any activity. Who are we going to pay it to? Oh, we're going to pay it to this self-appointed priesthood out there of the UN and the UN climate change people. That is really what I think is happening. And I think that's why this is at the center of all this. And I think what we're seeing right now is... maybe not a Protestant revolution, but it is a, they're protesting, all right. maybe it's a petroleum revolution. And we're going to a petrol revolution. How about that? We'll put that in there. Now, speaking of another, one final aspect of the EU, I think it's interesting as Theresa May came out and she concocted this deal, we're going to have the UK Attorney General, Geoffrey Cox, look at this and give his full legal advice. She promised that she was going to do that. Give us your legal opinion. We've had a lot of people say we're going to become a vassal state of Europe. Is that really going to happen? Well, I'll have the UK Attorney General take a look at this. And then she said, okay, I got his opinion, and I'm not going to show it to you. That doesn't bode well for Theresa May. It appears that the people who had looked at this, Cox is in agreement with them. On Monday, she released a 43-page summary of his advice, of the Attorney General's advice, that one reporter said appeared to leave out most of his controversial findings. What a surprise. We're right back to where we started, aren't we? Oh, yes, I'm going to argue from authority. I am the Prime Minister, or I am the anointed Nobel Prize-winning scientist, and you're not going to see my data. I'll release a little bit of this to you, the part that makes me look good, makes my agenda look good, but the rest of this, you're not allowed to see, because if you saw it, you might get really mad and start burning down Paris or throw her out of office. We'll be right back. We'll talk about 9/11, new updates on 9/11. We need to go back and revisit the foundations of our freedom. Our freedoms don't consist of the things that are enumerated on a piece of paper. It consists of the things that we're willing to fight for. The First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the rest of the Bill of Rights are prohibitions. They're prohibitions against powerful organizations and individuals taking those God-given rights from us as individuals. You better understand that because they're taking them right now. We have seen what they want to do. They called it UN Agenda 21. Now they call it the UN 2030 Agenda. They want everybody off of the rural lands. They want people out of the suburbs. They want to pack everybody into the cities because that's where it is easiest for them to control everyone.
It's the David Knight Show.
Never missed your show any day. Never.
At InfoWars.com/show.
One of the most incredible.
incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
News, I guess, over the last nearly 2 hours of the show. I want to lighten things up a little bit. So let's talk about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Lightheaded, I should say. I thought it was so funny that she came over the weekend and said that what she had done for America, we all thought was impossible. She compared it to landing on the moon. Here's Ocasio-Cortez, video 8.
Capable of saving ourselves, we have. We've done it. We've dug deep. And we've done what we thought was impossible. We went to the moon. We electrified the nation. Right. We established civil rights. We enfranchised the country. Right. We dig deep and we did it. We did it.
We did it. We sent me to Congress. Oh, you know, there's a big difference between a lunar landing and a lunatic landing in Washington, D.C. What we now have is the latter. And I think, Houston, we have a problem. Yeah, they electrified America. Certainly she has electrified Hollywood. That's absolutely has happened. And, but you know who's not electrifying, the world? That is the Clintons. Maureen Dowd over the weekend, said she actually feels sorry for them. She said in the past, they've dazzled me. They've disgusted me. Now they've mystified me, Bill and Hillary. And she said, I'm actually starting to feel sorry for the Clintons. Not me.
I never felt sorry for Al Capone. I never felt sorry for Adolf Hitler. I don't feel sorry for the Clintons. Sorry. I do not feel sorry for them. Actually, I think the appropriate response is what the Germans call Schadenfreude, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. A dark joy. Only the Germans have a word for taking joy at the suffering and discomfort of other people. So that's the emotion that I'm feeling right now as I watch the Clintons in their, I guess we call it their desperation tour. You know, what happened? That was her book. What happened? And now the question is this. So what happened with us? We've got a liberal former editor of the Washington Monthly, Charlie Peters, said, what scares me the most is Hillary's smug certainty of her own virtue as she's become greedy, and how typical that is of so many chic liberals who seem unaware of their own greed. Boy, does he get it. And as they pointed out in this article, this was the editorial from Maureen Dowd. Yeah, this guy gets it. I mean, he is a legendary liberal former editor of the Washington Monthly. He's lived with liberals. He understands how the chic liberals are unaware of their own greed. And that's the world that the Clintons live in. He said they don't really face the complicity of what has happened to the world. You know, what they have done to the world with their globalism. They don't really understand that. Or how selfish we've become and the horrible damage of screwing the workers and causing this resentment that the Republicans found a way of tapping into. That's right. They destroyed everybody's lives with globalism and they're too detached, too self-centered to even understand it. And it's not just the economy. It's not just the workers. Just not the the economic aspect of this. It's everything. They're destroying everything about our country, our culture. They hate us. They hate everything that we stand for. That's what the Republicans have tapped into. It's not rocket science. It's not sending a man to the moon. And you're not going to cure it by sending more socialist lunatics to Congress. This is what the Democrat Party has become. This is what these people, kids who have been trained in our government schools from kindergarten to graduate school have become. It's nothing other than a Jim Jones cult. And they just had the 40th anniversary of drinking the Kool-Aid. And the Democrats, and he was a Democrat, these people that were there, they were Democrat liberal elitists. They're that Jim Jones cult. And they just don't get it. They still don't get it. 40 years later, they're still drinking the Kool-Aid. And we're not. We're not drinking it. So what is happening to the Clintons? Well, it turns out, as American Mirror is pointing out, parking passes now cost more than the seats. It costs more to park your car than to park yourself in one of the seats for the Clintons. They said demand is so shrinking for the Bill and Hillary tour that after the first two stops in Canada, a lot of empty seats, a lot of coughing fits from Hillary, they're now headed to Sugarland, Texas, just outside of Houston. They said they're going to have a single stop before the new year. And I love this comment from the American Mirror. Kind of sounds like her campaign schedule in 2016. Remember how few stops she was able to make? And they take a look at Ticketmaster. They show all the unsold seats. And they are actually even saying that maybe they're going to cancel it altogether. Some people are reporting that it is going to be canceled. We'll have to wait and see. But the bottom line is that when they first reported this tour, the ticket prices were in the hundreds of dollars range. The cheapest seats at one of the largest venues, the Park Theater in Las Vegas, Nevada, at the MGM Park Hotel and Casino, costs about $70. Now, in some cases, you can get tickets for as little as $6 on resale sites, less than you're going to pay for parking. Front row, stage right, oh, that'll get you a whole $32. So there may be another reason that they're not doing well. Or that they're canceling, perhaps, because that's been rumored by the American Mirror. A source tells them that Bill and Hillary have canceled their 13-city tour. I don't know if that's true or not. We'll wait and see. If that is the case, it could be because they're going to be showing a documentary movie featuring Juanita Broderick, who has said very credibly that Bill Clinton raped her in 1978. They're going to schedule that documentary movie with Juanita Broderick talking about Bill Clinton raping her. They're going to schedule that to be screened in each of the cities on the same night that the Clintons would be speaking. Very interesting. And then when we look at the fantasy of those in the media and others who want to be president, even though CNN has failed to have any show, not a single show, in the top 20 in November ratings, you've now got the president of CNN, Jeff Zucker, who, kind of like Hillary Clinton, thinks he should be president and is totally detached from reality. You're going to fail as president of CNN? Well, the next thing to do is to fail up. You're going to fail up and become the U.S. president because, you know, he's entitled. I don't think that's going to work out too well for him, quite frankly. Here's another self-deceived individual. You know, we talk about how gender is biological, objective, and binary, and that freaks out Hollywood. Oh, really? That'll get you banned on Twitter. If you say that men are not women, even as a feminist, as a liberal feminist, they'll boot you off of Twitter now. And so if we just imagine it, if it's not our gender identity, but our gender imagination, we can imagine ourselves, as I pointed out, we've got a guy who imagined himself as a woman. Then he took the next step and he imagined himself as a dog. And now we've got this guy in Holland, a motivational speaker. He says, yeah, I feel like I'm 69 years old, but I feel like I'm 49. You know, most of us, we get to a midlife crisis. We just, you know, go out and buy a convertible sports car or something. Nobody I know of. anyway, he says, I feel 20 years younger, so I want to have my age legally changed to 49. And the court said, just gave their decision. They said, amending his date of birth would cause 20 years of records to vanish from the register of births, deaths, and marriages, and of registered partnerships. This would have a variety of undesirable legal and societal implications. So they're saying, you know, we can't really treat your age as subjective. We understand how you feel, and that's great. You know, we appreciate that you feel 20 years younger than your real age, and you're able to act accordingly. To which, you know, we say, hey, these people feel like they're a different sex or a different species or something. Go ahead. You know, crawl around on the ground and bark like a dog, but just don't expect me to recognize that or to alter the legal records, to register the fact that you're a dog or something, give you a dog license. We're not going to play that kind of game. And, this is percolating throughout society, folks. And nevertheless, we still have in Michigan, we have in the Detroit area, which is collapsing because of the Democrats. We have a woman who has come out and said, we have to stop McDonald's from asking whether or not you want a toy, a Happy Meal toy for a boy or a girl. What's up with this? We can't have gender-specific toys for the kids. And as people have commented, they said, oh, okay, so you've got all the infrastructure problems solved in Detroit, do you? So now you got to worry about what kind of toys are in the Happy Meals at McDonald's, and you're going to micromanage that. Well, why not? I mean, you know, this is the insanity that we get into when we go down that line of subjective reasoning. Stay with us when we come back. We're going to talk about food. We'll be right back.
Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. Introducing the final and biggest sale of 2018, InfoWars is proud to introduce the 12 Days of Christmas. And it's bigger than any previous sale before as we attempt to clear out all of our amazing inventory to escape the dreaded inventory tax at the end of the year. So get great products and help fund the InfoWar right now with the 12 Days of Christmas that is special amongst a group of incredible sales. Now more than ever, InfoWars needs your support to continue to promote the spirit of liberty and Americana that truly is the Christmas spirit. When you shop at InfoWarsStore.com, you don't just get incredible sales during the 12 days of Christmas. You fund the very tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. Today's 24-hour only special at InfoWarsStore.com is the unbeatable ultimate bone broth, 55% off. Free shipping and double Patriot points. 2018 has been an incredible year. And as we prepare to close it out, I want to thank you all again for making the entire InfoWar possible. Again, you are the resistance.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, it's not just taking away our cars, of course. The people who are pushing for deep structural change in our societies, deep control of our economies, are also telling us we shouldn't be eating meat. You know, I reported last week how they want to add 163% tax to processed meats, for example. A little bit less if it's not a processed meat, but you know, get something like a $5 hamburger. It'll wind up costing you $13 by the time you add the $8.13 in taxes, if they get their way. And they've gone through and decided at a international level what taxes certain societies should pay on what types of meat. They've decided what the optimal taxes are. This is the kind of micromanagement of your life expectancy, your quality of life, that is being determined by the centralized control freaks that we call globalists. And it's what people are pushing back against in France. But there are other issues besides that and besides the Michigan legislator. Her name is Leslie Love, as one person made fun of her. My name is Leslie Love, and I just sponsored a bill about gender for toys at fast food restaurants because it's more important than better schools. It's more important than infrastructure. It's more important than city services or affordable housing because, you know, they don't have any of that stuff to much of a degree in Detroit because the Democrats have taken over there. And so they want to lecture all the fast food places. You don't ask them at the window whether you want a boy or girl toy. We're not going to have boy and girl toys. You know, this is what they're concerned with. This is how they control us as their population. But McDonald's may have other issues. And it's not just McDonald's. I don't just pick on them. They have come up with new touch screens to let you place your own order so they can get rid of those pesky employees at the front counter. They're going to have a lot of other ways to get rid of employees behind the counter. Everybody is working towards that. But the touch screens are being used by customers at McDonald's locations. They did a test on them to see if they were clean or not. You know, because they got the idea, you know, everybody talking about how filthy public phones are. They get so accumulated in by people repetitively touching them that you could see the old public phones and phone booths and everything. You could see how dirty they were. The oil and the grease and the grit. And then, of course, there was a lot of other stuff on there as well. So they took a look at these touch screens that are being used now increasingly in restaurants to place your order. So you don't have to have those waiters waiting on people. And they said what they found, they were surprised at how much gut and fecal bacteria there was on the touchscreen machines. They said this causes the kinds of infections that people pick up in hospitals. For instance, the fecal bacteria there is something that you typically find in the flora of gastrointestinal tracts of healthy humans and other mammals, but it's notorious in hospitals for causing hospital-acquired infections. They also saw staph on the machines. Very contagious bacteria there. and Listeria. They said another rare bacterium that we're shocked to find on the touchscreen machines. Now, it's not just going to be McDonald's, of course. It's going to be any of these public facilities where people are ordering things. And, of course, they caution people, well, okay, you touch that, make sure that you wash your hands before you eat and so forth. But it's going to be touchscreens that are used everywhere, especially in all those little Johnny cabs that they want to have you riding around in. You know, as the Uber CEO said, our cars are going to become so incredibly cheap that you won't even want a car. Because you're not going to have, what makes them expensive is that other dude in the car, and you're not going to have another dude in the car. You're going to have a little Johnny Cab experience. And so that means that you're going to get in the cab and you're going to be, you know, pushing the touchscreen or whatever. And, maybe since you don't have a real cab driver, maybe since you've just got the virtual Johnny Cab there, the drunk that just had the taxi before you and threw up all over the floor, the cab driver didn't take that anywhere to have it cleaned up. You know, Johnny Cab doesn't smell that. Johnny Cab just takes
living
that
in Volcano may
up.
Sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
You know, I love technology. I really do. I became an engineer because I like technology, but we have to understand that sometimes it has a downside to it. And we ought to be honest about that. You know, Hugo de Garis was heavily criticized because he would point out the obvious flaws with some of the AI scenarios and how this could all go wrong, even if it doesn't turn into a becoming self-aware, the Terminator Skynet scenario. Even before that, you've got globalist elitists who will use that monopoly control of technology to turn us, the rest of us, into slaves. And of course, a lot of us aren't going to like that, as we see in Paris. And so there might be a revolt against that. And since these people have so much technology, so much power concentrated in the hands of so few people with their robot armies and their swarms of flying drones and so forth, you might wind up with a situation that Hugo de Garis calls gigadeath. A lot of people say, you're just too pessimistic. He says, no, I think we ought to look at the downsides of technology. So we're just talking about the one of the downsides of one of the things that we love so much in our lives, these touchscreens. It's gotten to the point where if you look at reviews of automobiles anymore, all people talk about are the audio system and the touchscreen. You know, they've gotten rid of all tactile feedback. So you got to, instead of the way you used to do it, you knew where the knobs and controls were for your radio, your climate control, and that sort of thing. You could just reach over without taking your eyes off the road and quickly flip the volume level. Now you've got to pinch and drag and zoom in and all of a sudden just to change the direction of the air vent on a Tesla Model 3, for example. What boneheaded stupidity when I look at that as a design. That is the most unergonomic, unless your purpose is to try to make human drivers so dangerous that you create artificially an argument for taking human drivers out of the equation. And of course, it's not just Tesla. GM is doing that type of thing as well, putting in shopping capability for their touchscreens and so forth. We just had a woman with a car crash, and she admitted to the fact that she's sitting there watching Netflix movies as she's driving down the road. Well, that's what they're encouraging you to do. They're putting that technology in the car. That's why GM is putting in shopping technology in the car. They don't want you driving the car. Yesterday we had the guy who was drunk, passed out on the wheel of his Tesla. The Tesla continued to drive. Fortunately, it didn't have any road configuration that it struggled with. But the other question was, I thought it was supposed to stop driving when the guy takes his hands off the wheel or falls asleep at the wheel or something. That evidently didn't happen. The police were able to stop it after 7 miles by getting in front of it and gradually slowing down. It started slowing down its cruise control till it brought it to a complete stop. But now we see that even in the McDonald's fast food restaurants, as they did a test of the touchscreens, they found a surprising amount of fecal material on the touchscreens. And then, of course, the things that come along with that. Things like staph and listeria and other issues. And, you know, when we talked about the outbreak of polio-like disease that is coming across the country, when you go back and you look at polio, the vector for transmitting that disease, of course, is fecal, contact with fecal material. And hygiene is far more important than vaccine in terms of controlling polio. And having a healthy immune system is the biggest key to all of that. And so this is the type of thing that we are going to be seeing as we have this proliferation of touchscreen technology everywhere we are. We're going to be touching everything, and it's going to be another vector to spread disease. To which I would add, you cannot underestimate the importance of natural substances. Things like, for instance, garlic. Now, this story that just came out of the Herald Mail Media. Garlic holds promise in treating lingering Lyme disease. Now, who would have thought that something that tastes so good and doesn't have any harmful side effects, like garlic, would be something that would be helpful in stopping something that has been resistant to antibiotics, like Lyme disease? And this is from a study at Johns Hopkins University. They said oils from garlic and other common herbs and medicinal plants are showing promise in the lab for treating bacteria that cause Lyme disease. Maybe they're going to have to put garlic on the menu at McDonald's. Who knows? They said they've had the, last year, the number of Lyme disease cases rose significantly from 48,000 to 59,000 in just 1 year. And the case numbers have been rising from year to year. They don't know the reasons why. And, of course, they tell us, I don't know where Lyme disease came from. It just happened to appear close to the lab where they were doing experiments. And, had nothing at all to do with our weaponization program or genetic modification program. And we're... Plum Island right there, where Lyme disease suddenly appeared. Well, it had nothing to do with the related experiments that were being conducted there at Plum Island. And now we've got surprising news that the U.S. military, the Navy, is going to be doing genetic modification to help to detect ships and human intruders in the waters. They're going to be modifying a bacteria so that they respond to things like diesel fuel or the presence of humans or so forth and send out an electrical signal that will then be picked up by their swarming drones that'll be out there that will alert them as an early warning, a signal. What could possibly go wrong with that? It's great to know if you've got enemy submarines in the area, but it's not great to know that our government is going to be filling the seas with genetically modified organisms, especially when you look at what just happened in China. The individual who was bragging about doing genetic modification, first he held a press conference and did it, which everybody that was looking at it said, this is a very unusual way to do this. We know that this guy is capable of doing this sort of thing because he has produced scientific papers at conferences and so forth detailing what he has done to animals and experimentation and so forth. But it was banned to do this kind of experimentation to human babies. Why? Because when you genetically modify a human embryo, a sperm or an ovum, then that is something that can be, that genetic trait is going to be pervasive and permanent in that organism, and it can be passed on. They call those seed modifications, as opposed to somatic modifications of the DNA, which is any other kind of DNA modification that doesn't affect the seed cells. Other modifications that they might do for medical treatment, they may be good, they may be bad, but it's not going to be passed on to subsequent generations if you do it to an adult. There's a very interesting book, if you want to get a handle on this. It's an interesting sci-fi book. It brings up a lot of ethical issues, as well as some of the technical issues involved in DNA modification. It's called Change Agent by Daniel Suarez. I would highly recommend that book. It's probably going to be made into a movie. It would be a great movie. But the bottom line is that they've come up, and this is not not to give away the plot here, but the change agent is a way to completely change an adult from one person to another person. Taking a DNA sample from one person and using that to, for instance, change me into somebody completely different. And that doesn't happen with adults, but it does happen with embryos. It does happen with children. And so the book begins with a couple coming in, and they want a better life for their child. And apparently at this point in time, we're led to believe that technology is part of the fiction of the, of this book, that technology has advanced to the point that they can identify certain factors to be modified. And so they have isolated things that would help people to be healthier, have a longer life, be smarter, so forth. They had a lot of other particular things that they would identify. And so the parents are kind of struggling with it. One parent wants this. The other one says, I'm concerned about negative side effects. And then the salesman comes in and says, yes, but if you don't do this, your child is going to grow up in a world where all the other parents have given those advantages to their children.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
In the last few months, InfoWars has been escalating our sales to clear out inventory of many of our best-selling items. And then I came up with the idea last week. Let's not just extend the sale of free shipping store-wide, 50 to 75% off, double Patriot points. Let's extend that sale, but also add a free gift with every order. Even if it's a tube of fluoride-free colloidal silver iodine fortified super blue, you'll get a free gift of a best-selling t-shirt while supplies last. And what I mean by that is everyone will get a t-shirt, but these are going to be selling out. So whatever you order that day, there'll be the shirt of the day that's there until it sells out. Then there'll be another shirt that goes up for the next group of orders. So in the next 12 days, we are going to have beyond any other sale we've ever had. So this is a loss leader. We are losing money on this. This is our biggest sell ever. Get your free gift, your free shipping, everything, and don't fight the crowds. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. God bless you, and thank you for your support.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress.
with powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body. Happy's helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happy's from InfoWarsStore.com.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution, $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range, and with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
You're listening to the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, I was just talking about that new study from Johns Hopkins University. Researchers found that garlic and some other essential oils are very, very powerful in terms of being able to stop Lyme disease. They're able to do things that antibiotics like doxycycline and other antibiotics that they typically prescribe to you. You know, Lyme disease is a real problem. It used to be a very big problem. Back in North Carolina in the woods, they had those, the small deer tick, was very prevalent there, and, most of them carried Lyme disease. It doesn't always present itself, and it can be very difficult to diagnose. And yet, it's one of these things, kind of like, leprosy. You know, leprosy is easily cured if you get it in the early stages. But once it, gets started in a large way, once it takes hold, you can't stop it. And that's the way Lyme disease is. If you don't get it in early stages, it becomes a very, very life-altering chronic disease. They said about 10 to 20% of the people experience lasting symptoms that include fatigue and joint pain, even if they're treated with things like doxycycline or other antibiotics. And so then these researchers at Johns Hopkins University found that oils from garlic and other herbs may prove better than antibiotics at tackling Lyme disease. They included lab dish tests of 35 essential oils pressed from plants or from fruits. They said 10 of these, including oil from garlic cloves, myrrh trees, thyme leaves, cinnamon bark, allspice berries, cumin seeds, showed the strongest killing activity against the Lyme persister cells. Isn't that interesting? And I mention this because we all have to get over the orientation that the only really effective stuff is the stuff that's being sold by big pharmaceutical companies. It's typically just the opposite. They come with a whole host of side effects that are very serious. Many of the side effects actually exacerbate the condition for which you're taking the pharmaceutical drug. And they're incredibly expensive as well. But, you know, we just despise these things that are common in our environment. And we don't realize, because we eat so much synthetic processed food or fast food, we don't realize that we're not getting these basic things like garlic or curcumin or natural fruits, things like that. Those things are missing out of our diet. And that's why I think it's very important to supplement what you are not getting. You know, as we look at the spread of disease, we've got also the spread of allergies. You've got the BBC asking why the world is becoming more allergic to food. So around the world, children becoming more likely than ever to develop food allergies. In recent decades, they found that it's kind of focused in the West. Now, that might indicate that it has something to do with the way that we process our food, wouldn't you think? They said food allergy now affects about 7% of the children in the UK, about 9% of those in Australia. They said across Europe, 2% of adults have food allergies. And while they can't say for sure why allergy rates are increasing, researchers around the world are working hard to try to figure this out. They said it might be that it is caused, well, they said an allergy actually is caused by the immune system trying to fight substances in the environment that it should see as harmless. And they call those then allergens. So it's an improper response by your immune system. So what is compromising your immune system? Would it be all these contaminants and toxins and other things that are working their way into our processed foods? One thing that might be to blame is hygiene. Because we've got children aren't getting infections, and so they're not developing natural immunity. And so I look at that and I say, oh, well, you know, that's kind of an argument for not getting vaccinated from these childhood diseases, like measles, for example. And yet at the same time, we see that there's an article on Breitbart talking about how in New York, New Jersey, and in Israel, they're very concerned. They said, look, we got the number of measles cases exploding here, relatively. I mean, still not a lot of them, but more measles cases than we've had. And they're blaming it on the anti-vaxxers. They said in Israel, it's the ultra-Orthodox community in particular that does not want to subject their children to vaccines. And so as a result, Israel's health ministry is considering having mandated vaccines and penalties for parents. Oh, great. Except that the problem is that as they go through these articles, they will talk about, well, we had 18 confirmed cases, we had 83 known cases here, and so forth. But then they'll talk this way. Pay very careful attention to the way the press reports this. As I said, the number of measles-related deaths fell 80% between 2000 and 2017. Oh, okay. Well, how many does that represent? How many deaths if it fell by 80%? Does that mean that they had 10 deaths and it fell to 8? They have 800? And it fell? What are the absolute numbers? Well, they don't put that out there. They want to start talking about measles deaths. And folks, it's a very, very rare situation. Now, it becomes more dangerous because people don't have a natural immunity. These vaccines do not provide immunity. That's why they said, oh, well, we're going to have to re-up on this. We're going to have a second vaccine, maybe a third one, because they've had a lot of these measles outbreaks that have happened. They've traced it back to patient zero being not only somebody who's been vaccinated, but been vaccinated multiple times. They're not providing real immunity, but they are compromising the immune system. Maybe they're not just causing things like autism. Maybe they're not just causing vaccine reactions that in some poor children cause uncontrollable spasms. Maybe it's also just causing a general increase in allergies. We don't know because we can't look at that. Vaccines are supposedly the only thing that we don't have to worry about side effects on. They don't even announce the side effects. They just push the flu vaccine. They don't have somebody going through and reading the insert at a very rapid rate, telling you all the possible side effects. They just tell you it's 100% safe. It's so safe, as a matter of fact, they had to protect the companies from legal liability. They gave them immunity from legal prosecution because they were having so many people develop problems with it. It's actually one of the most dangerous forms of medication that you can get. They had to give them special immunity to keep them in business. Did that back in 1986. So they pretend all this, and yet it may be something even more simple. It may be something as simple as they point out when they're talking about allergies. They said one idea is that vitamin D and a deficiency of vitamin D could be what is causing these allergies to increase. Because vitamin D can help our immune system develop a healthy response. They said most populations around the world don't get enough vitamin D for several reasons, including spending less time in the sun. In the U.S., the rate of vitamin D deficiency is thought to have almost doubled in just over a decade. So they're putting out these possibilities. At least they're looking for causes of that. That's why, folks, I am very careful to make sure that I take supplements. And I'll tell you right now, we got a great sale on at InfoWars Store right now. Our 12 days of Christmas, up to 75% off. All of our InfoWars Live products are 50% off, free shipping store-wide, double Patriot points. As a matter of fact, every 24 hours we're going to have a free t-shirt, a different t-shirt we give away with the order, and a 24-hour special. Today, it's Ultimate Bone Broth, 55% off. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
Introducing the final and biggest sale of 2018. InfoWars is proud to introduce the 12 Days of Christmas, and it's bigger than any previous sale before as we attempt to clear out all of our amazing inventory to escape the dreaded inventory tax at the end of the year. So get great products and help fund the InfoWar right now with the 12 Days of Christmas that is special amongst a group of incredible sales. Now more than ever, InfoWars needs your support to continue to promote the spirit of liberty and Americana. The truly is the Christmas spirit. When you shop at InfoWarsStore.com, you don't just get incredible sales during the 12 days of Christmas. You fund the very tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. Today's 24-hour only special at InfoWarsStore.com is the unbeatable Ultimate Bone Broth, 55% off, free shipping, and double Patriot points. 2018 has been an incredible year. And as we prepare to close it out, I want to thank you all again for making the entire InfoWar possible. Again, you are the resistance.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Reverse engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back.
I want to talk a little bit about what Jerome Corsi has done in terms of coming back against Mueller. I think it's exactly what should be done. I think it's time to go on the offense against these corrupt people of the deep state. We've talked back and forth forever about how crooked this whole thing is. Of course, on Friday, you had John Solomon, who's been investigating a lot of this stuff, talk about how there were at least six intelligence operatives that tried to infiltrate President Trump's campaign so that they could do things that were wrong and then by implication hook him into it. And that was done months prior to ever coming up with any investigation into President Trump. This whole thing was a setup from the very beginning. This whole thing was set up to cover up the crimes of Hillary Clinton and also misdirect attention away from what was actually exposed about her with the DNC leaks. And again, the honest people, the whistleblowers and the NSA, people like William Binney, did a technical analysis and said there is absolutely no way that this was hacked over the internet. This was handed off to people in the same way that WikiLeaks and Julian Assange said it was. But regardless of how the information was obtained, can't people see this, the fraud behind this? We say, don't look at that. Look at how this information was handed out. I mean, first of all, the information, how the information got out there is secondary to what it actually told us about Hillary Clinton, that they didn't want the fellow Democrats to see how she'd rigged that whole thing against Bernie Sanders. But when you look at the deep state operatives trying to infiltrate the Trump campaign so they could entrap it, and that's exactly what they're trying to do against Roger Stone and Jerome Corsi right now. And I'm glad to see that he's got Larry Klayman, Jerome Corsi does, has Larry Klayman pushing back on Bob Mueller, filing an ethics complaint against him. Again, this is Freedom Watch founder Larry Klayman. I've interviewed him multiple times. I know Jerome Corsi. I know Roger Stone. I know these guys are not lying about this stuff. And I also know about Bob Mueller's background. I know what people who have been involved in one case after the other with this guy, how he sent innocent people to prison to cover up for Whitey Bulger. Why isn't anybody investigating what happened to Whitey Bulger as he was saying, I'm going to blow the whistle on some of these corrupt people in the FBI that were running this witness protection program and basically running interference for Whitey Bulger. I'm going to talk about that. And they immediately got killed. I mean, they set him up on that. And that was people inside the Department of Justice who were able to affect that transfer within from prison to prison. Why isn't anybody looking into that? Why isn't anybody looking into all the connections that Mueller has and the Podesta brothers have to all these people that Paul Manafort is being hung out to dry? Oh, Paul Manafort was doing stuff with the former leader of the Ukraine. Well, so were the Podesta brothers. Why aren't their crimes being looked at? Why isn't that an issue? None of this holds up to any scrutiny. It stinks to the high heaven. And unfortunately, Corsi and Stone have basically been left hung out to dry. President Trump said, oh, good for Roger Stone for standing up to this, but he's not shutting this down. I mean, what's going on now? Jeff Sessions is gone? Is this new guy not going to do anything? Is he not going to prescribe the scope of this witch hunt? This is not a prosecution. They haven't identified a crime. As a matter of fact, when they talk about the crime, there is no collusion. You've even got Jake Tapper telling that to Jerry Nadler. Well, they haven't found any collusion. There's really no conspiracy here. It's like, oh, we're going to keep looking. There is no crime. The investigation itself is a crime because it's a persecution. And I think it's just a sham. Now, this is a criminal complaint that Corsi has filed. The complaint states Special Counsel Mueller and his prosecutorial staff should respectfully be removed from his office and their practice of the law. And a new special counsel appointed who respects and will obey common and accepted norms of professional ethics and the law, and who will promptly conclude the so-called Russian collusion investigation, which had been illegally and criminally spinning out of control. And Larry Klayman in his complaint here goes on to say, in filing this complaint, my client is not only standing up for his own legal constitutional rights, but also for those of the American people. And folks, that is precisely what President Trump needs to do.
His lawyer has advised him not to release and declassify lots. I think that's a mistake. And I think it's a tactical mistake, but I think it's important in the bigger scheme of things as to whether or not this is the optimal thing for President Trump to do. The optimal thing for President Trump to do is to stand up for the Constitution, to stand up for due process, for himself, as well as for everybody else. And that's what Jerome Corsi is doing with Larry Klayman. Good for them. He says, you got to stand up not only for my client's constitutional rights, but for those of all of the American people. This rogue government tyranny, perpetrated by a special counsel and his prosecutorial staff, is designed to effectively overthrow a duly elected president by coercing and extorting false testimony from Dr. Corsi and others, and cannot be permitted in a civil society. There's a lot more at stake here, folks, than innocent lives. It's your innocent life as well. If we have a rogue government like this that can do whatever they wish and never have to answer for any of it. It's not just Mueller who's got conflicts of interest. It's Rosenstein as well. All these guys were involved in wrongdoing with covering up crimes of the Clinton Foundation. They've looked the other way. They've ignored the public filings. I had Charles Ortel on yesterday talking about the public filings of the Clinton Foundation and how they are a public admission of criminal offenses, supposedly operating as a charity, and yet really it's a slush fund for the Clintons that has produced hundreds of millions of dollars for them. And yet nobody in the Department of Justice to this day, we're now 2 years and two attorney generals into the Trump administration, and nobody is still interested in looking at the Clinton Foundation. Now, that is what scares me. That scares me a great deal. Now, there is some good news in terms of another complaint that we'll talk about here. For the first time since 9/11, the federal government is taking steps to look at the use of explosives to destroy the World Trade Center buildings. Now remember, we had two planes, but we had three buildings fall in their footprints. Now we've never had any steel skyscrapers fall into the footprints before. We have had skyscrapers hit by airplanes. As a matter of fact, it was part of the building code. Well before the World Trade Towers were built. Nobody filed any lawsuits against the city for an insufficient building code. Nobody filed any lawsuits against the architects for having a bad design. Actually, what it is, it's bad physics, bad optics for these people. As Free Thought Project points out, in what can be described as a monumental step toward the relentless pursuit of 9/11 truth, a U.S. attorney has agreed to comply with federal law requiring submission to a special grand jury evidence that explosives were used to bring down the World Trade Centers. Again, we had two planes, but three buildings fell down. And that third building, Building 7, we had the building owner caught on tape saying, pull it. Pull it is the term that is used for demolishing a building. It collapsed in its footprint. All three buildings just collapsed in their footprint. They didn't topple over. They didn't burn for days. We've had steel skyscrapers that have burned for days and did not ever fall into their footprint. They didn't fall in at all, as a matter of fact. Most of them never collapse, steel skyscrapers. Even if they burned for days, yet they just collapsed right into their footprint, like a controlled demolition. What's up with that? And then, of course, you got the BBC complicit in that, reporting that Building 7 had fallen quite a while before it had fallen. You could see it over her shoulder. It was still there. And now we have the Lawyers Committee for 9/11 Inquiry. They've submitted a petition, and now the federal government has answered that. I'll have more details on that when we return. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best
best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
In the last few months, InfoWars has been escalating our sales to clear out inventory of many of our best-selling items. And then I came up with the idea last week. Let's not just extend the sale of free shipping store-wide, 50 to 75% off, double Patriot points. Let's extend that sale, but also add a free gift with every order. Even if it's a tube of fluoride-free colloidal silver iodine fortified super glue, you'll get a free gift of a best-selling t-shirt while supplies last. And what I mean by that is everyone will get a t-shirt, but these are going to be selling out. So whatever you order that day, they'll be the shirt of the day that's there until it sells out. And then there'll be another shirt that goes up for the next group of orders. So in the next 12 days, we are going to have beyond any other sale we've ever had. So this is a loss leader. We are losing money on this. This is our biggest sell ever. Get your free gift, your free shipping, everything, and don't fight the crowds. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. God bless you, and thank you for your support.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them are like little side accounts. They even know we had like InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. In this last segment here, I want to talk about what's going on. The Lawyers Committee for 9/11 Inquiry, they've been tirelessly working on this. I interviewed them this last year as they put together this petition. A lot of documentations. As a matter of fact, documentation, they've got a lot of documents, I should meant to say. They have a 52-page original petition accompanied by 57 exhibits. And what they say in the petition, they say it presented extensive evidence that explosives were used to destroy three World Trade Center buildings. Again, we had two planes, three buildings fell in their footprint. One building, Building 7, was never struck by a plane. And the other two buildings had only burned a short period of time before they just immediately collapsed into their footprint. Never seen anything like that before or since. You should be asking yourself some questions about that. And so
We've had different groups. We've had pilots for 9/11 Truth say, you know, the things that we're told about these planes, how they flew, the speeds that they flew, the altitudes that they flew, not possible. We've had engineers say what we've been told about the collapse of these buildings, not possible. We have lawyers now who have put together research that a lot of people have had, 52 pages of this original petition, 57 exhibits, as I said, all these different documents they put together. Present extensive evidence that explosives were used to destroy these buildings. The evidence included independent scientific laboratory analysis of World Trade Center dust samples showing the presence of high-tech explosives and or incendiaries. Numerous first-hand reports by first responders of explosions at the World Trade Center on 9/11. Expert analysis of seismic evidence that explosions occurred at the World Trade Center towers on 9/11 prior to the airplane impacts, prior to the building collapses. And expert analysis by architects, engineers, and scientists concluding that the rapid onset symmetrical near free fall acceleration collapse of three World Trade Center high-rise buildings on 9/11 exhibited the key characteristics of a controlled demolition. The Lawyers Committee's July 30th amended petition addresses several additional federal crimes beyond the federal bombing crime addressed in the original petition. And the Lawyers Committee concluded in the petitions that explosive and incendiary devices pre-placed at the World Trade Center were detonated, causing the complete collapse of the World Trade Center Twin Towers on 9/11 and increasing the tragic loss of life. And of course, if you have a building that collapses like that and there's no investigation, no lawsuits into the construction or the inspection of the building, no explanation as to why Building 7 would collapse. Again, it wasn't even hit by a plane. There was a minor fire and this building just collapses like a controlled demolition as the building owner is heard saying, pull it. As the BBC announces prior to it happening, the reporter standing there saying, well, Building 7 is now fallen too. And you can see Building 7 over her shoulder. If you are going to pull that, that's going to take a great deal of preparation. Just think a little bit about what happens with a building demolition. Go to YouTube and take a look at building demolitions. Not all of them come off as smoothly as World Trade Center. They don't all just collapse vertically into their own footprint like these three buildings did. Two planes, three buildings. And so these people put this stuff together meticulously, compiled all this information. They sent it for investigation, and they have gotten a response now from the Justice Department saying that they are going to, they said, we have examined this, and we are going to comply with the provisions of U.S. 18 U.S.C. 3332, which is the legal code. What does that say? Well, it's the law states that any U.S. attorney receiving information concerning an alleged offense from any other person shall, if requested by the other person, inform the special grand jury of the alleged offense and identify other persons that might require attorney's action or recommendation. The law also states that it shall be the duty of each special grand jury impaneled within any judicial district to inquire into offenses against the criminal laws of the United States alleged to have been committed within that district. I mean, this looks, based on their response, it looks like they're going to convene a grand jury to take a look at all of this evidence from witnesses, from scientists, and so forth, that this was a controlled demolition. Very important. This can be very, very significant. I've only seen this reported in one spot. It's on the Free Thought Project. To put that in context, we have a Massachusetts judge who is now being investigated for a possible role in helping an immigrant escape from ICE. Now, this is up in Massachusetts. This is a judge that was appointed by the governor. Governor Baker appointed this judge nominated the judge. Her name is Judge Shelley Joseph. She is a district court judge. And what have they done to investigate this? Well, they've done exactly what they said in this 9/11 situation. They have convened a grand jury to investigate. What did she do? She said, as the Boston Globe reported, the judge told attorneys ICE is going to get this guy, an apparent reference to the agent in the building. And so she offered to continue the case because, you know, ICE is going to get him. And they then told the clerk to switch off the audio recorder in the courtroom. The Boston Globe then says that she may have broken two court policies. Judges cannot help or hurt the efforts of a federal agent. And court sessions, with some exceptions, must be recorded. So two things happen. You know, these guys are going to get him. Let's make that not happen. And turns off the recorder. Two violations. Very obvious, just like the collapse of these buildings. And so what do they do in this kind of situation? Well, they convene a grand jury to investigate criminal conduct. And the governor has said that she should be relieved of duty. She should not be handling criminal cases while this review is underway. Maybe we should apply that same standard to everything that's been imposed on us with the excuse of 9/11. Maybe we should stop the TSA. maybe we should stop those kind of ineffective abuses of us, because it's not providing us with any security. It is security theater. It is the abuse of the population. It is the suspension of our basic rights and dignities. They've taken our freedom and dignity. They have turned us into animals to be experimented on. And folks, you know, when we look at all the worship of George H.W. Bush, as I pointed out yesterday, yeah, it is a personal tragedy for his friends and family who knew him. But it is not a personal tragedy for the rest of us. Because that guy presided over unjustified wars. He was involved in running drugs, overthrowing countries, creating wars based on lies. And then his son did this to us as well with 9/11. And imposed an unconstitutional regime that was targeting our basic dignities and freedoms. And so in the same way, hopefully, we're going to now have a grand jury convene again. They say, we've received and reviewed this inquiry, and we will comply with the provisions of the federal code. And as I read for you, the federal code said that they're going to have a, that when something like this is presented and there's evidence of a crime, you will convene a grand jury. Is that what's going to happen, or are they going to pull back and still ignore the obvious evidence? But you don't have to ignore this. See, this is the key thing. The government continues to assert that they have authority because of the Constitution. They swear to uphold the Constitution. It is the Constitution that gives them their authority. The Constitution is the king. They're merely temporary stewards of the king. And when they prove to be unfaithful stewards, they have lost their authority. And you need to understand that they don't have any authority and they don't have any truth behind them when it comes to these events that they have orchestrated to take away our freedoms and our liberties. And if we cannot get them to comply with the law, we can at least stop pretending that the emperor has any clothes or any authority for these things that they're doing. We have to get to the point where we pull this back, you know. And I think one of the most important things that we have seen along that line is the nullification of this unconstitutional war on drugs. You know, we got the war on terror that came from 9/11, but we got the war on drugs that came from, guess where? The UN. We now have, as the New American points out, an Obama judge who says, oh, I've rediscovered the 10th Amendment in terms of sanctuary cities. No, the 10th Amendment doesn't apply to sanctuary cities. That power has been delegated to the federal government to protect our borders. But virtually everything else that the federal government does, they don't have any authority for that. That has been taken away by the 10th Amendment. Taken away, whether they want to imagine they've got it under the General Welfare Clause or under the Commerce Act or Commerce Clause or whatever. All of that stuff was superseded by the 9th and 10th Amendment, and they don't have any constitutional authority for that. And the legalization of marijuana proves that we can do it peacefully through nullification.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.